Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding an oral Daf Lamed Vov in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting with Aleph in the top of the page. Says the Gemara, Tzovoy beklipi egoiz shel orlo. Someone went and he colored in a clothing with klipi egoiz, with the peels of the nut of orlo. V'chozor etzovoy beklipi chulin min acher. Meaning, he added chulin that is also egois, but it's a different type of egois. Now we talk over here, as we spoke explained in the previous daf, the klipi egois of Orlo that we have over here is already combined with egois, which is not Orlo, but is not enough to cancel the Orlo. So they both become aser. Then he's coming and joining over here egois, which is a different type of egois. So the shayla is the different type of egois as they join together the egois of chulin to cancel the orla. So the more yivu keadol, it's similar to what we learn in Maseches Trumas. Rabbi Shua Omer, teinim shchoyrus malas alavonis, valavonis malas alashchoyrus. We spoke about different types of figs, white and black, and we said they do able to cancel each other. So you see, even though it's a different type of egois, you should be able to cancel. So the more tamon roi lechotchon. There, you could, the reason why it's mutter, because you could cut what people usually do with figs, they cut into small pieces. And when you cut the white and black figs together, they will be combined together to one. You will not know the difference. But here, ain't no chotroy. Here, you don't cut the clothing into pieces. Madomilo, gizim gizizos. You know what will be a similar case? By gizim gizizos. Gizim gizizos are different small pieces of wool, which are like muchin, that you put into a pillow. So then you are going to cut the small pieces, then you're right. Even if it's different types, they can join together to cancel the orla. The more brings another example what could be used for the same analogy. You know what's similar to this? Beged gadol shetzovoy al menach lechotchoy, a big beged, that he colored it, he dyed it, but his intention is to cut it mi abdinei durdisin, to make small pieces of clothing out of it. What's called levodim. So again, in this case, I'm going to make small pieces of it. I'm not going to know the difference. Then maybe you could say that different types of egois cancel, join together to cancel orla. But when it's one big bag and not small pieces, you can't say it. So the more now, Rabbi Yochanan, simonim besimonim betelim b'matayim. If I have an actual simonim, which means klipim, I take the peels that you use it to dye. You use the actual peels. And you have orla or not orla. So in order to cancel the orla, I have to have 200 against the orla, as we learned before. That's called batel b'matayim. But mitzvoim b'mitzvoim b'telim b'roiv. If it's not the actual peels, but it's the water which was mixed with the peels and received the color. Now I don't have the actual orla. I just have the liquid which absorbed the orla. So then I don't need 200 to cancel it. I just need a roiv. I need a majority of not orlo, or a majority of water, canceling the color that came out of the orlo. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba Bar Memel, Hanoyas Orlo Betel B'Roiv. The reason is, because if you're just enjoying the orlo, it's not the actual, it's not the be'ein of the orlo, it's not the actual piece of orlo, just the enjoyment of the orlo, what came out of the orlo, so then it's Betel B'Roiv. So when was this a plea goal of Abba Bar Memel, you have a price against it. If you have a pot that was cooked with klipi orlo, so what does it mean? I mean, you're taking klipi orlo and that's going to be used as the fuel to heat the pot. So what do I have from the klipi orlo? Only the enjoyment that you cooked with it. You don't have the actual klipi over here. So if you have a gedir, you have a pot that was cooked by klipi orlo, you have to get rid of it. Now, the reason why that's also is because you have shvach, what's called shvach etzim. You're enjoying the fuel. The fuel is effective on the gedero. But there it says when that gedero gets mixed up with another 200, so then it's about less than 200, not. Here, the gedero is not asur. It's not the actual klipo. It's not actual orlo. It's just the enjoyment of orlo. And you see that you don't need, it's not enough to have roiv to cancel it. You need to have 200 to cancel it, even though it's not the mamosh, it's not the be'ein of arlo. So here's a steer to what we just said. It says, more posa lob, kederus b'kederus. They were talking about the one pot got mixed up in many pots. When do I say that bahanoyas arlo, roiv is enough? when it's completely mixed together, meaning liquid. Liquid of hanos oyla. That got mixed up in liquid, which is not, like we said before, oyla into water, so then it's bottle. But when it's solid, like you have gedeiros, you have yavish be yavish, it's not really mixed together, so then it's not bottle unless you have 200. On my view, you see, I'll tell you another answer. Did Rabbi Amel say that you are allowed to go and take a nos order and cancel it? Loy l'shover, only be the evet if you went and did it, so then you say it's canceled. But not l'chatchilo. And that brice over there speaks about l'chatchilo. Meaning there's no question from the brice of the gdeiro. Their question, they are talking about, can you go and enjoy it? We say no. And you should not cancel it. But if it was canceled, then it's butter. So the more my kedoin. What l'maisa, what's the halacha? So the more I'm going to base. Even when it's b'dievet, you don't just say it's canceled. It depends. Im yesh bo kedilitzvoya, if you have enough to color, meaning the orlo itself is enough to color whatever you need to color, and the extra thing that you want to cancel the orlo, that doesn't really add anything to what you need. Atroy the heter kimishenu, you ignore the heter, or so yisro shaboy kedil eser. The iser is enough to be iser because the orlo itself is enough to color the beget. So I ignore the heter and I say it's aser. But if I don't have an iser enough to be tzuvia, the only reason it's able to tzuvia is because I have more water that makes enough color. So I get to ignore the heter. So the iser is not enough. In other words, the water doesn't make a big difference. If I have here liquid, which is a mixture of orlo and water, so I ignore the water, look at the orlo alone, and I say, is this orlo enough to make this color? If yes, it's aser. If not, it's mutter. I don't care about the water. Meaning, even though the water does affect the color, and it will have coloring over here, but if the iser on its own can't do it, so then it's mutter. So the more Tamatanim we learned over there, Eilu Devarim Shel Goyim Asurim V'Yisurin Iser Anoil. The following belongs to a goy, and you're not allowed to enjoy it. Hayayin, the wine of a goy, it's Yayin Nesach. V'Achoymet Shel Goyim, also vinegar of a goy. Shaya Mitchilos Yayin, that started by being wine. Because vinegar, we're not choishish to yayin nesech, but if he was wine, maybe then it was yayin nesech. Vecheres hadrayoni. And this is where we're focusing on. Cheres hadrayoni is a clay that they put wine into it, and they travel with it. When they need to drink, they put the cheres into the water, and the wine comes out from the cheres, and they have wine, which is with water together. Says the Gemara, Rav Zehir, Rav Shor, Rav Meir, he, this shit is Rav Meir. It says the cheres adrioni, it's also an isra no, even though the wine is only absorbed in the cheres, it's not bein. And there it says, divir amir. Amir holds that way, Rabbanan disagree. So then, well, what do you mean? Manan kaimi, what's the case? He put the cheres adrioni into a pot, tira kol osur, then the wine comes out and is osur. If you're not enjoying the wine, he's taking the clay, and what he's doing with it, he's selling the clay without the wine in it. Tiver kol motor, then it's no iser, because the clay itself is not wine. El kinar kaimu mishenosnol gabei tafshil. Talking about he put it on top of a pot, and the smell of the wine comes in. You don't have actual wine in the pot, only the smell of the wine. The question is reicho milse, is the smell a problem or not? Okay, so that was there. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss what we want to get to Orla. Can I use this cheres to hold a bed? If you can enjoy, you can use this cheres. When I'm not really enjoying the wine of the cheres, just the cheres that has wine in it, can I enjoy it or not? That's a machlekes. Says the Gemara, if you're in a book, a mayor of Zero, I hand beg it at the Tarinocha. We learned here by Orlo that have a clothing that has Orlo colored into it, so you're not allowed to enjoy it. Says the Moran Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Ma'ol Lispach Morsk Esamito, can I use it to hold on the bed? Because I'm not really enjoying the color, I'm just enjoying the beget. V'ikvad l'kublai, did not like this question. Amalei afilu man da'omer tamon mutter, even the man da'omer that holds by Yayin Nesach is mutter. Hacha asur, there it's asur. Why? Taman eini surinikur, from hacha surinikur. There you don't see the wine. The wine is swallowed, is absorbed in the clay. So I'm saying I'm using the clay, not the wine. And the wine, I can't really, I don't see that I'm using it. But here, the color, the dyeing is on the clothing. So it's clear that you see the coloring of Arlo. So therefore you can't enjoy it, even though you're not really using the color, using the baguette, it's also be'ano, as if it was Arlo itself. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo, Daf Lamed Vov.